As we take a look at sports right now here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Well, it happened last night, an end of a very disappointing season for the New York Yankees. Xander Bogaerts, Kyle Schwarber hit home runs, and that lifted the Red Sox over the Yankees in their game 6-2. So the Yankees' strange, wild, bizarre season comes to an end. And we have to put in there disappointing. Why? Well, it's disappointing because once again the Yankees had 92 wins. They had winning streaks of 5, 9, and 15 during the season, but they also had losing streaks that were almost as long. They just never could put it together for a long period of time. And as I said, beginning really with the All-Star game, it just is going to be a disappointed season. They didn't have the stamina or the intestinal fortitude to win games they should have won during the regular season. And when it comes to a one-game playoff, they lost, and Boston moves on. So it'll be Boston against Tampa Bay to move on as they head towards the World Series. All right? All right. A little disappointing, might I say, just a little. And the NL wild card begins tonight. And that wild card will feature Los Angeles and St. Louis. Now, they'll play for the right to face the Giants. Boston will face Tampa Bay. In the other series in the American League, the White Sox take on the Astros. And in the National League, the Atlanta Braves take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Really, when you look at it, though, I mean, I just don't know. I don't know how to explain it anymore. With the Yankees, I mean, you can win. You can win so many games. And if you don't win the championship, and especially if you're a Yankee team, it just doesn't matter. Now let's just take a look at this over the past few years, and you'll see what I mean. I mean, it's really disappointing. They finished, of course, this year at 92-70. Last year, of course, was the shortened season. They were 33-27. But the year before that, 103-59. 2018, 162. 2017, 91-71. I mean, I can just go back. They win 90 to 100 games a year. In this decade, they're 125-97. And they haven't won a championship in a long, long time. So that's what makes this such a disappointing season to me. Anyway, in other sports, the Dallas Cowboys have released linebacker Jalen Smith. They're planning to release him. The move will not become official till Wednesday. I guess there's still a chance that he could be traded, but it's unlikely that that'll transpire. They are going to be kicking him out. He's got a salary due of $7.2 million for this year and $9.2 million in injury guarantees next year. So that's why they haven't been able to trade him. We'll see what happens. I'm sure some other team will pick him up. This year so far, 4 games, 18 tackles, no sacks, no takeaways. He did come off the bench and had 1 tackle in 33 snaps. That'll wrap up his days in Dallas. So we'll see who picks him up out there. All right. Today is Wednesday, October 6th. There's a baseball today, the Dodgers versus St. Louis. But tonight, we'll watch that. Tomorrow, it's Thursday night football. It's on Fox, the NFL Network, and Amazon. The Rams at 3-1 will take on the Seahawks at 2-2. All right. That is our check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.